Answers are found in the quest for greatness, not in the search for meaning. Remember that, unfortunately, the victors rewrite history, and that historians are not immune to paving those roads with good intentions. Asking about meaning is more like driving meaning into something, and it is likely that it was far too complex at the time to begin with, and now we just won't be able to grasp it. But you do get a better view when you set off on a pleasant and interesting quest for greatness. You become more focused on independently building yourself up and thus wiser. Oh yeah, the first few steps are always funny and may even lead you into a loop. But with the aid of non-fiction books written by modern, clear-thinking, great beings, you will learn and you will get better at learning. I think the first big lesson is to solve our contradictions. See, systems of indoctrination always want you to take things on faith and avoid thinking for yourself. When I was little, my first contradiction was bullies in school, as in something that was really scary and really bad, in something that was promised to be beautiful. And I solved this by realizing that schools were largely fake and that nobody really cared. Here, I began learning on my own, computers first, to fight poverty, and philosophy second, because how can you not love wisdom? Strange things and fraud are very common, and you don't have to look to murky corners to find them. It's very sad, actually. For example, seemingly normal people may take out unforgivable college loans that they will be paying off well into their 60s, where failure to pay means that the payment will be forcefully, by law, extracted from their paychecks, which may not always be that big. Unknown to them, the colleges that they want to go to manipulate grades. 1/3 A's, 1/3 B's, and 1/3 C's to fight what they call grade inflation. But there is a lot more going on in the background. I think it's fair to say grades were never real. They never were to begin with. And I would venture a guess that all classes and subject divisions are actually based around the idea of selling an impression of education. See, the worse the teacher is, the more the students are forced to cram for tests by going through the incomprehensible curricula. And memorization cannot ever become comprehension. Memorization is fake education, as fake as it gets. That's a pretty worthless thing to take out a crazy and unethical loan for. To give you another example of indoctrination that snuck up on people, know that there are currently some hard-working politicians who had their brains apparently completely blown by X-Files, and so hard that they are working to uncover secret alien tech that has been well hidden deep in the annals of the government. In short, these otherwise very intelligent and likely somewhat pleasant to be around individuals get stuck. The poor college kid would get stuck because go to college was all they heard when they were growing up. But that was also heard by liars, cheaters, and hustlers, and other greedy creatures, and people who want to watch the world burn because they hate, well, everything, and probably even Mondays. The UFO researcher politician is clearly what happens when you get a fake education, or are potentially trying to carve a political platform for your upcoming presidency that relies on the uneducation and all the voters that will probably vote him in. Why the heck not? You know, it is more likely that if there was anything UFO at all, it was just plain old fraud and redirection of funds or something crazy like that. It was all staged, you know, like the moon landing. I'm kidding, the moon landing is real. But, you know, what you might not have realized is that putting a human on the moon was a fantastically convenient way to improve technologies used by the military. So we still got pretty much tricked. And one example of indoctrination that has us all is thinking that we don't have to take care of all the nations around us and thus eliminate any potential conflict decades ahead in time. But that instead, war is something we can do if we must. No soldier should ever suffer what happens in war, where is not meant for human beings. That old joke where we only send the politicians to fight it out is not actually such a bad idea, especially if you consider how jacked would our politicians need to become. Move over, wrestling. We got some awesome man nuking it out in the ring. You can see how our scientists would be hard at work developing advanced superhero armor and swords, and how that research would actually trickle down to us for a change and completely redefine fashion. No more tying your shoes, for one. And no need for a car, everyone just takes their flying armor to work. Point is, we can all agree that war should be horribly illegal, and yet it is a contradiction that we tolerate, that we live with. We all have to learn to solve our contradictions. Yes, it will make for a better world. Finally, do not attempt to try to understand the world, because it is riddled by mistakes and tangled up by confusion. Instead, step out of your culture, seek out great beings and books at the libraries, and grow all the way until you become great. See, if all the students do that, then all the mistakes of the world will become untangled, and things will then start making sense. Then, with wisdom and clear thinking, in a kind of unity and a new equality, things will make sense, and they will have a meaning that the future generations should study and ponder. But until we start building with our greatness and wisdom, it is safer to just grow to no end, to rise towards greatness. The knowledge in books, especially the narrated books at the library, is actually your intellectual inheritance. The inheritance was stored in books for you, for us all. Use it to build yourself up so that you can see better. So that you start your life where the great beings left off and thus make it even more meaningful. And if you still need a reason to become wiser, then do it for your older self, so that you don't have any regrets in life. And if you ever have any trouble understanding the books or weaving long thoughts, that is stress. And that means that you need to learn how to go hiking and camping and become an adventurer. This way, all your adventures will make room in your mind for all the books that you should be reading. And the books will actually call out to you. Your curiosity, once it's healed away from stress, will naturally lean towards narrated books. And what beautiful adventure it is when you're walking through the beaches or dunes or the woods with a book playing in your ear. Great wise beings talking about their achievements in life, about their discoveries and the greatest heights they have reached.